Mishnah, even the Rambam, talk about the Beinoni being Machson, Machson, the Tzaddik being Rove. So that's what Gabi being a Tzaddik Bedino. Avalinyan Amita Shem HaToa V'amaylo Shel Mailas U'madregos Chalukos, the Muhus of the Mensch, what he is. Tzaddikim U'beinonim Omru Rezal Tzaddikim Yitzitoyv Shoifton. The influence on them is the Eitz HaToiv, directing them what to do. Shenema V'libi Cholol B'kirbi She'en Lo Yetz Sahara. The word Cholol in this pasuk said by David HaMelech, either Cholol from the Lashon of an empty place, like a Chalal, or Pashut, it means Mace, Cholol, like a dead body. So V'libi Cholol B'kirbi. So he... She harogo betainis. I don't know how to. It doesn't flow, but it means David HaMelech satanesim for his Aveira, and then believe Yicholo Bekirbi was the result. So, this is punk by David HaMelech.
It's by Yitzchok he had that, right? Yitzchok didn't have a Yitzhar anyone because he was blind.
I don't know. We'll see. Let's learn the Tanya. I'm saying it. Remember that there's always the subtlety still to come of the Raya Mehemna, that even though the Baal HaTanya would describe a tzaddik as not having a Yetzirah anymore, the libi cholal bekirbi, but then there's still tzaddik v'ralo and tzaddik v'tovlo. So that's a subtlety. But right now he's not getting into that dakus. He's still explaining Beinoni in the first parak. He's saying ki ain lo yetzahara. The tzaddik has no yetzahara. Ki arogo b'tainas. That's a reference to David HaMelech. Avol koshem mi shelo igiel l'madrego zu. Meaning he has a yetzahara. He's not the libi cholal b'kirbi. Then afshes chuyosam ruv malavonosav, who might be called a tzaddik in a different context, in a lashon hamushal context, but ainu b'maylus madrego tzaddik klal. He's not even a Beinoni, remember. He's not even a Beinoni. The Baal HaTanya is being nice. But he's, according to what he's saying, he's not even a Beinoni. He has Averis, even one Avera. In the context of what the Baal HaTanya is searching for, he's a Rasha. And the Beinoni has no Averis. But he has a Yetzirah. And we're yet to learn the difference between a tzaddik gomer and a tzaddik shena gomer, since the description of a tzaddik is someone who has no yetzirah. Believe chol al b'kir. But the chayin omer resolved is a sort of another raya that it doesn't mean machzus chuyus or a tzaddik doesn't mean rov. That b'medrash, the chayin omer resolved b'medrash, it's really a gemara and yuma. Rabbi Yoel explained that the reason the Baal HaTanya calls it medrash. And it's like a big yesod. You have nigla and you have nister in Torah. I don't want to call it chitzonius. You have the inyonim chitzonium and you have the inyonim pnimium. So now many times, Agadator, even in Shas, Agadator is the revelation of inyonim pnimium. Not halacha. Halacha is b'poyol ma. Is b'poyol is outward things. What you do, how you act. Agadato is pnimius inyanim. So even here, when we're talking about l'moshel, that a tzaddik in Rosh Hashanah and in Rambam is someone whose roiv was chuyos because he was zakai bedino. So that's like chitzonius. But we're talking pnimius. So he wants to show that by calling it medrash. And it's in the Agadah of Yuma. So in Pnimius and Yonim, a tzaddik is only someone who's the libi cholal bekirbo. And sometimes if you have that really is the approach of Chabad, when you have a difference between the Psak Halacha and the Zohar. It means that It means sometimes the psak, the poil, the halacha is different than the pnimius and yanim. Sometimes it's rare, but sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it doesn't stem the pnimius and yanim with the psak halacha the poil. Akoponim. That's why it says medrash. Ra kodesh baruch hu b'tzadikim sheim muwatin. B'omad v'shoshlom b'chol dor v'dor. Now he said, you know, so what does he mean to say? He means to say, Roiv mitzvahs, Roiv schuyos is not that muwatin. So when it says muwatin heim, b'shoshlom b'chol dor v'dor, it's talking about, obviously, the tzaddik who has no yetzahara, who's the libi chol al b'kirbi. So that's muwatin. Then you have sometimes Uchamoshe Kosav, that's not in the Gemara and Yom anymore, not in the Gemara and Yom anymore, but this is already a different Chazal, the Tzaddik Yisod Olam, that you could have only one person Pador. So it could be that's the Tzaddik Gomer, is the one person Pador. And the Muatin Hain, Reisi B'nei Aliyah V'Hain Muatin Hain, if you're familiar with that phrase, that's also, that's a Tzaddik. That's a Gibi Rob's Chuyos, is much more than than Muatin. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
In the present, the logic here, the person just won a beer, he's a Russia. According to that logic, a person did one mitzvah should be a tzaddik. The same logic to say a person did an beer is a Russia, the person does one mitzvah should be called a tzaddik.
No. A tzaddik is a very high madrega.
Why the person did one beer?
He went against the will of Hashem. So a tzaddik means some of the. You can make up whatever definition you want. But a tzaddik means a tzaddik. Someone who does nothing against Hashem's will. Nothing. That's the definition. He holds that's a benini also. Because anybody that goes against Hashem is a rush. Okay, so he put down a few definitions here. Arbir ha'inyan. Nothing's explained yet. I mean, this is going to develop in the first probably 15 prokim. Now he's just like, you know, you gotta just hang in there. You know, he's just throwing things at you. He's gonna come back to everything.
Is this only according to Rabba?
No, why? He didn't. He's gonna get into Rabba and Abaye in like Perek Yud.
Now he's
not going into that, but you can't say that's one of his riots, that you can't say it's machzor machzor, because or else Rabba would not have said what he said. What?
I'm sorry. If it's Bedino, it makes sense what Rabba said.
Yeah, but he wasn't talking about Bedino, he was talking about Yetzer Toiv Shoifton, the Yetzer Ra Shoifton. It's not talking about Dino. Yeah. Who? The Rambam's talking about Bedino. That's what he says.
That's how the
Gemara is explaining the Gemara in Brachos. The Rambam. The Rambam doesn't address the Gemara in Brachos.
The Gemara in Brachos.
Which Gemara?
The Gemara is
the Rambam doesn't address that Gemara.
He's giving a definition of agave din. But why can't it be that when you're talking about the din, in the getter of the din, you're talking about why is it the getter of the din? That's the nature of the person who is getting that din.
But that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that Beinoni is Machzos Chuyos and Machzos Averus. And the Gemara in Brachos says that Beinoni is Zevazeh Shoifton, and the Tzaddik is just Yetzer Tov Shoifton. And Rabba said, I know Beinoni, I know. And if he meant I'm Machzos Chuyos and Machzos Averus, it doesn't make sense. Okay, let's go. Not the poil. He did not have Machzos Averus or Machzos Chuyos.
No, that's the point. It's the relationship between the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov.
That's what the Baal HaTanya says. Okay. We'll have to talk afterwards. Or not afterwards, but some other time. Arbir Inyan, Opima Shechosov Rav Chaim Batal, Zal, Bashari, I think it's Bashari Akadusha. Beis Chaim Sha'anun Perek Beis. So the whole Ish Yisrael, Echad Tzadik and Echad Rasha, Yesh Tei Neshamos. This will turn out to be the Nefesh HaBahamis and the Nefesh HaLokis. The Chsiv, the Posuk says, Uneshamos Ani Osisi. He's going to be talking later. We're not going to get into it now. Why in the Posuk it's called Neshama, and we call it Nefesh HaBahami and Nefesh HaLoki. There's five Madregas of the Nefesh. Nefesh, Neshama, Ruach, Yechida, whatever. So he's going to get into all these things. I'm just, if it looks incongruous here, he's going to be talking about all these things. Shein Shtein Nefashos, so he has two Nefashos. The Nefesh HaBahamis and Nefesh HaLokis. We more familiarly know them as the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. Nefesh Achas, that's the Nefesh HaBahamis, Mitzad HaKlipa, the Sitra Achra. This is what's called in Kabbalistic literature a klipa, but a klipa is not so bad. If you think about a shell covers the fruit, protects the fruit, and but to get to the fruit, you have to crack the shell. In other words, in the long picture, you want the shell there, and that's how Hashem made the world, or at least after the Chet of Adam Arishon. Everything became klipa-ized. But lemaisa, you have to break the klipa to get to the shell. So that's called a klipa. Okay, we'll stop here.
I'm surprised it doesn't have a yitzhak.
What?